We weren't good enough with our money to all be bankers. So we hopped onto podcast and made Broken Anchor.
Welcome to the Broken Anchor podcast. It is Monday, September 25th. No, not 25th. September 21st.
Yeah, there you go.
There it is. September 21st.
Wow, you really messed that one up bad.
I saw the date and then I just added 7 days because I thought, oh, for some reason today's Monday or something. But we're taping this on Friday. And guys, are the Heat gonna mess around and win the NBA Finals?
No.
I think the Miami Heat. They might just quietly. It's like it feels like every single time they win a game, it's like, oh, okay, well, yeah. But once they run into like the next series, then they're gonna lose that one. Like, okay, like the Bucks thing, yeah, that's great, fine. This they're not gonna beat the Celtics, and then now they're in a series. Now they're up 2-0 with the Celtics, and they're like, well, I guess they're gonna beat the Celtics now, and then they're gonna get to the Lakers, and they're gonna be 2-0 up on the Lakers, and they're gonna be like, well, I guess the Heat are just gonna win the championship now.
So. All I got to say is that if it gets to the point where it's Lakers and Heat in the NBA Finals and LeBron loses to the Heat, he all can time. No longer be considered the GOAT. Like, it just can't happen.
I think LeBron's the GOAT. He's already the GOAT.
You can't knock him for his accomplishments if he loses, like, one series to a team he played on before.
Well, the Mavericks series in 11 was bad. That was bad. That was bad. So that's one finals loss that is his fault.
All right. That was Dirk at literally the prime of his entire career.
Yes, but LeBron should have won that series. Like they should have won that series.
But on paper, the Lakers should beat any team that they play by a wide margin.
Yes. Now
and And if they get up 3-1 against Denver. You got to throw all your money on Denver because Denver has not failed you in 3-1 yet this playoff. So I wrote a
blog after the Utah series saying because there were a ton of people on Twitter who were saying like, oh, this is up there with the like this hasn't happened since LeBron did it against the Warriors. And my whole blog was like, why are we even having a conversation about comparing the Utah series to the 2016 finals? Not even a comparison. Stop it now. If the Nuggets do three of them in one year,
it is a comparison, though.
It's a horrible comparison.
No, it is. I mean, if you think about it, it's a playoff series, right? Sure, it doesn't hold the same amount of weight as like Cleveland versus Golden State, but I mean, it's still the same thing.
Same, but different.
So
but
different.
But not really, though.
Very different.
So different.
It's just the weight of what's at stake.
No.
That is what makes it completely different.
No, that's the thing, though. But, like, you're just talking about it, like, in NBA history, no team has come back, you know, from 3-1. Sure, they broke that back in 2016. So it's a direct comparison if they're doing it again here because there's nothing else to compare it to.
I mean, it's impressive, but yeah, like
it's fine. Like, it's not the same thing.
I'm not crediting them for like it's like a huge deal like compared to that. Like I'm not saying it carries the same weight. I'm just saying, yes, it is comparable.
Not comparable, dude. That's like saying sure, LeBron is 6'9", 260, and can dunk with ease, but I can also shoot a jump shot.
Same thing. You took some of the same stats.
We just compared my skills to his skills as a basketball player. Sure, they're a little different, but we still play basketball.
Literally, we're talking about stats, right?
Therefore,
on paper, it's the same fucking thing.
Dom, it's a bad. This you need to stop. This is a bad thing.
Look, I'm not gonna suck Cleveland's dick like both of y'all. Like, great, Cleveland ended like a however many decade drought of not winning any series ever.
Yeah.
Great. I'm not even saying it's like because Cleveland's was better. Like
it's the fact.
I'm not even like a Cleveland bat. Like I like LeBron. So, yeah. But like I'm not like a Cleveland like Cavaliers fan. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care about that. But doing it, coming back 3-1 down in the NBA Finals is way different than doing it in the first round of the playoffs.
And having to do it against the 73-9 Warriors team, and Oracle had to beat him twice, like 2 out of 3 times. Like, and there's the block that's going to be the statue outside the Cavs arena the minute he retires. Like, all of that. Like, the Cleveland, this is for you. It's different.
It's way different.
That is a moment that – I'm getting goosebumps right now. That is a moment that we will all remember for years and years to come.
We'll only remember Denver if they win the championship.
Literally, like, the world's reaction to Denver winning the Utah series coming down 3-1 and then the LA series down 3-1 was like, oh, maybe the Nuggets might be a good team for the future. It was not like, this is a moment in time.
I'm just saying, comparing fucking stats. So looking at it like that, it's fucking comparable.
Dude, I know that I got Dom when he just, like, when I say something and then there's a pause and he just, like, throws his hands up and he's like,
here's the thing. No, look, no, no, man. No. Here's the thing. You never got me.
I definitely got you.
No, you never had me.
It's okay. No, you can admit it. It's okay. I got you. It's okay. It's fine.
You never have and you never will. Listen, I'm talking from a statistics point of view, which I've been saying this whole time.
You have been saying that the whole time.
Literally, on paper, it is fucking comparable. I've taken zero emotion into consideration here. You guys are saying it's not comparable? It's fucking comparable. Look at the stats. I've said it from the beginning of my argument.
All right, Dom, so if you know so much about the stats, what are the stats?
I don't give a fuck anymore. This dude's over. He got me. Oh shit, he got me. Yeah, okay. He's just not listening.
Okay, so
big stats. Here we go. Dom's a big stats guy, but doesn't know the stats.
Look, man. I'm just saying, looking at it from a statistic point of view, in history, it's never been done except for 2016.
Okay, so let's
therefore to say it's not comparable is stupid.
So do you think the Nuggets have a shot? Does anybody actually think the Nuggets are winning this series?
If they get down 3-1, yes.
Look, no. The issue is if anyone can stop Jokic or not. That's what it is.
Which, by the way, it makes zero sense that he's this good at basketball. Like, when you watch him play, half the stuff he does, it's like, how did that just happen? Like, what?
And he's like an unorthodox player. Like, we haven't seen a center or, like,
you just throw it up and pray.
He's done what he does. He's just a big guy who can just do everything.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you see the big man taking the ball up the court?
I think the Lakers are going to win this in six.
He is a point center. The Lakers are still going to win.
Yeah.
I still think the Lakers are going to win.
Yeah.
When it comes to the East, I think the Heat's winning the East.
Yeah.
And then
did y'all hear about what happened in the locker room after last night?
It was a wild turn of events, dude. Marcus Smart went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, in long and storied history of this incredible company that I've created and pulled forward on my broad shoulders. That have single-handedly grown this company from day one.
Pop out of their sockets, their shoulders. The shoulder that you should have had surgery on like a few years ago.
Yep.
That shoulder.
I prefer to hang out in the bowl on your chest.
Yep.
That's my favorite part. Yeah. I think I'd like to hang out there too. Mm-hmm.
But so in growing this company, I have had many an idea. Have I not, boys? I've sent a lot of texts at 1 o'clock in the morning to you guys about, hey, we should try this. Hey, we should try that. And then when I wake up, it's a text from you guys saying that's the worst idea that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. We usually try to shoot those down early on, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's my understanding that, today's the day.
Today's
your day.
Today is the day Ben and Dom Today is the day that we are going to try out a couple of my ideas. I wrote a couple down. A couple of my ideas that I've had at like the middle of the night were like, oh, we should do this. And then you guys say, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. This is the Joe's stupid idea, and then we'll cut it if it doesn't work segment.
Glad to see you have faith in yourself.
I have complete faith in myself. This is gonna go. This is gonna go.
You would have left out the cut it if it doesn't work.
It was a good idea. Yeah.
This is gonna go really well.
I know. All right. It with like these are the ideas that we shot down.
No, I think I can. I think it makes better. Because you shot this down.
All right, go for it.
Okay, number one is we read off a couple of the hate comments that we've received. A couple of the negative comments that we've received online, and then we comment about them.
We've had like three.
Yeah. So that was the initial response.
Like 3 months of existence, there's only been three. Like percentage wise, I'd say we're doing pretty good then. Like three negative ones.
Yes. We've gotten largely positive reviews. But there are a couple people out there in the world who are not fans of what we do, what we bring to the table, and I'd like to highlight them and maybe give them a response to their sentiments. So I wrote the top three down, and I wanted to run these by you guys.
Okay? I'm interested to see what your number one is, because I have one in mind. I'm just wondering where it's going to fall on the list.
Yeah.
I feel like we've all gotten bodied by someone in the comments before.
Well, Joe has been absolutely bodied on Reddit. Are we counting Reddit or is that not? I mean,
I did not count Reddit partly because I forgot about it. But okay. I did get bodied
because I myself have been dragged on Reddit.
What did you get dragged on Reddit for again? Oh yeah, that was a rough day for you, dude.
Yeah, not a good look.
Oh, dude, and wasn't it like it was a positive thing? It was I'm a Taylor Swift fan now.
I was like, oh yeah, like I'm pretty sure I'm a Taylor Swift fan now. Like, but they were like, I said in the blogs, like, I hate to say it, and they're like, we don't want fans that are ashamed to say that they're Taylor Swift fans and blah blah blah. Like,
what do you mean you hate to say it?
Taylor Swift fan, like, we don't want you. I'm like, wow, glad to see you're like supportive, and then like we're really supportive of fans who actually want to be fans. And I'm like, well, damn, all right.
The reviews have been largely positive. We're so thankful for everybody who's listening and hanging on with us. But there are a few that have stood above the rest of just some hateful comments, and I'd like to read. I'd like to read two or three of them off for you. So number one is it was actually a review to the podcast itself. And it was it's on Apple Podcasts. And I forget the name of the person, but they said that...
Keep them anonymous for now.
We'll keep it anonymous because we're gentlemen.
And you'll know who you are. We're coming for you.
That's true. So number one is a guy on the podcast who said... it's an awful podcast. It's too inside. And I just like to clarify for everybody listening to this podcast, we do tape our podcast inside.
I am indoors.
We are all three of us inside.
That door's open, but I'm inside the other door.
Right.
That is closed.
Yeah.
Ben,
yeah.
Can you confirm that you are inside?
Yeah. I would say that I'm inside. Yeah.
Great. Now we're open to criticism. We're open to helpful, constructive things. Maybe someone's like pointing out something. Maybe we tape an episode outside. I don't know. Maybe we'll get into it. Okay. So that's number one.
Yep. Because I'm sure that's exactly what they meant by that.
It is.
It must have been an early one because I feel like we've already addressed that issue.
Have we?
Yes, in several meetings.
I brought it up. Yeah, that's true. We've only been around for 3 months, so like we need to like help people out a little bit.
Yeah.
Be a little bit more open. Yeah. I mean, yeah, makes sense. Okay, so the number two, which I was drinking a cup of water while reading this, and it was the first spit take that I've done in quite some time. Like, I, like, not even trying to do one, I spat water out. I had to change my sheets. I was sitting in bed reading this before bed, and
how much
I got
water. Did you spit out?
I took a big gulp of water, spat it out, and was like, I need to change my sheets. I can't sleep like this.
There had to be other reasons why you had to change your sheets. They were like, you don't just...
Let's relax.
Do a spit take. And
Some people don't grow out of it. It's okay. Like, you don't even grow it. It's fine.
Hey. You know, OBJ has some moments too, guys. All right, so the comment was that our site is the Drizzlin' Shits, and we are a bunch of high school Harrys.
Oh, that, yeah, I remember that.
What is a high school Harry exactly?
I'm more concerned about the Drizzlin' Shits.
Right.
Watch the Harrys.
And just to be clear, it was the Drizzlin, and he did have the N with the apostrophe on it. So he made it 100% clear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he put a lot of effort into that.
He did.
He had to go all the way over on the keyboard and hit the apostrophe button.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's definitely not a good thing, but it sounds kind of cool.
I remember when we talked about it the first time, I think it's like, remember that YouTuber Tezonde, you know, the chocolate rain guy? It's like the equivalent of that.
Okay.
For like a website.
Right. Okay, so this is a good thing.
Chocolate rain. I mean, some stay dry, but others feel the pain. I think he felt the pain. That's why he was complaining.
So you think, okay, so this was a compliment.
No, he felt the pain.
So he was hit with our shit.
Right.
So we
like our content hit him and then it drizzled down his body. Because Do I need to just move on?
Yeah.
All right, I'll just move on. I'd say this is going well. I'm happy we're doing this.
I was fully expecting that to be number one, so I don't know. I'm really confused about what number one is going to
be. So the last one is, oh, it's a good one. So it is someone who, I forget what platform this was, but it was early on that they sent this, of like, I forget after what article we posted and stuff, but they wanted to make it known that I am ugly, and that I am not pleasing. I'm not pleasing to look at aesthetically. Yeah, that's what he said.
Is that Dan? Did Dan say that?
It was Dan.
I feel like that's a Dan thing to say.
It was Dan. Yeah. Dan said that, but no, that was another one. I forget where I saw it, but I remember when I was writing stuff down for this, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that one. That one.
I refuse to believe that's real. That I don't have any recollection of that.
We have access to everything. I mean, we can just look.
That's a lot of stuff to look through.
Why do you think I'm you think I'm attractive, Ben? That's what
I just feel like that'd be a memorable. See, I remembered the other two.
Yeah. I feel like this is something you would have sent us, and I don't think we ever got sent this.
Yeah, no. that one I made up. I'm too pretty for that. That one I did make up. Yeah.
So you're lying to our people.
Yeah,
inside. Are you inside? Is that outside?
I'm inside.
I can't see the ceiling.
I'm inside. Do you want me to show you the ceiling? I'll show you the ceiling. Look at the ceiling. Ceiling. Look at it. It's a bunch of wood. It's a bunch of wood on top of its unfinished ceiling, but it's a ceiling.
Well, for all we know, you're out on a patio right now.
I'm not in sunlight at all. I'm not in direct sunlight. I'm sitting inside doing the podcast with you guys.
Wow.
Shame.
Terrible.
Absolutely terrible. Shame.
Straight terrible.
But anyways, moving on. how are you guys' days? Because my day was something.
Well, so Dom, you have had quite the week, sir. You have had quite the emotional roller coaster of a week. Let's go, Ben. Let's go over the timeline for the people. What had happened?
So here's the timeline.
Yep.
What was it Monday morning?
Mm-hmm.
Something. I don't know. I think you might have said something.
It started.
You know.
It started Sunday, but then I mentioned it to you guys Monday.
Yeah. Okay, but somebody sent something in our like Snapchat group chat at like 6 o'clock in the morning on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Joe's awake because, you know, he wakes up at 5:30 in the morning like a psychopath. I'm awake because I have to go to work.
Hey, if you don't attack the day attacks you, Ben.
Okay. And Dom's awake because he's possibly dying, question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Joe sends something, you know, whatever. And then Dom hits us with, hey, guys, I feel like shit. I think I might have COVID. And we're like, oh, that's cool. Like,
sick.
Hopefully you're fine. Like, and then 5 minutes later, he sends us a picture in his fucking bathroom. Do you remember what you sent us, Dom?
Oh, we're not dropping names. We're not going to drop names on them.
No, because we don't want to be too inside. Yeah.
No. We're not dropping names about this.
I wasn't going to say a name, but do you remember what you sent us?
I do recall, because it was very early in the morning.
I was not ready to open that Snapchat.
I wasn't ready to wash my face.
Tell the people what you said.
I sent a picture of... What's a good word for this?
Sex toy.
Some paraphernalia.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We'll edit the sex toy part out. Yeah.
Some sundries were found in my sink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was shocked to find it there.
Yeah.
I think everybody was, Dom. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that caught us all off guard.
And I hope it scared the COVID out of me because I don't know. Like, I saw it. I was like, whoa. Like, that's what really woke me up.
Right.
Kind of had to do a double take.
So yeah. Focusing more on the COVID thing then. So you had a, like, it was like one day where you died.
It was like over the span of a few days. But yeah, like Sunday, I started feeling really bad. And like, I had a terrible headache. I was like, I had the chills. I just felt terrible all over. Fatigue, muscle aches, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll just take a bunch of Tylenol, sleep it off, you know, sweat it out. I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No. So that's why Monday morning I texted you guys. I'm like, I'm dying.
Right.
I did not feel any better. I'm dying.
Right.
So that happened. And then I took, you know, the self-assessment online. Like, do I have COVID? Started answering some basic questions, you know.
By the way, was this like a WebMD self thing? Because whenever someone does a self thing on WebMD, they automatically convince themselves they're like, I have like stage 4 cancer or something.
Yeah.
This is from the CDC.
Okay. Gotcha. So legit.
It's pretty legit, yeah.
Okay.
And so I do it, and I start answering questions, you know, like, are you pregnant? Not that I know of. Who knows? You know, things like that.
Yeah.
So.
You haven't checked yet.
Yeah, how would I know? You know, you never know. But, yeah. So, take that. It says, sorry you feel bad. You might have COVID. Just stay home and rest for now. If it gets worse, go see a doctor. Go to the hospital. And that's the thing that got me. They said, you might have it, but just stay home.
Yo.
You might get better. You might not. Like, how does the CDC have something out there that tells people whether or not they should see a doctor tell you, hey, you might have it, you might not, just wait it out?
Well, I love that we're in
their like message from the beginning, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, if you're like fine Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, if you're, like, sick, but you, like, aren't, like, dying,
right.
Mm-hmm. Like, just stay home.
Yeah.
Like, don't risk going out, like, even go get tested, like, but, like, if you're clearly, like, yeah, there's something not right, then go get checked out. But I think that's been their stance from the beginning.
Yeah.
I just love that we're in a pandemic. And, like, I feel like if you were to go back in time, like, 2 years or something like that, and say to someone, hey, there's going to be a pandemic in 2 years. And when you get the disease, they're going to tell you, you might have it, but just sleep it off. You'll be all right. Like, just take some Tylenol. You're going to be okay. Like, there's the word pandemic. That's like this, like, global catastrophe thing. And then it's like, oh, just, you know, you'll sleep it off. Just, you'll be fine. Just, you'll be okay.
It'd be like that.
But, anyways, got a little bit better. You know, symptoms remained throughout the week. I was like, I'm going to schedule myself a COVID test.
Right.
So, I was like, where can I go? I don't want to, like, go to an urgent care and pay all those fees. And, like, I may or may not have it, according to the CDC. So, like, what is the cheapest option here? So, I, you know, looked it up online. Local CVS, drive-through COVID testing. So,
drive-through COVID testing. Okay.
Widely available, yeah. Yeah. So, there's, like, no contact between you and the person, you know, administering the test.
I guess that's good.
That's great.
Yeah.
But not great. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
So, I had a scheduled test this morning at 10:40, so I show up. They say on the app and in an email before you come in, after you schedule it, they say, don't go into the store, just follow the guidelines at your test point, wherever that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some CVSs, you know, do it inside, some do it, you know, through the drive-thru.
Yep, yep.
This one had zero signs even indicating that they did tests here.
Nice.
So I said, I'm gonna fucking go inside.
Right.
So I go inside, still no signs of anything COVID related at all. Besides, you know, your old lady in aisle 7 with her mask on. That's about it. So I go up to the pharmacy and I'm like, hey, I have a test scheduled at 10:40. They're like, oh yeah, you have to go through the drive thru. I'm like, oh, okay. You don't have any signs out. They're like, yeah, well, people are kind of just supposed to know. They're supposed to come through the drive-thru. I'm like, but online it told me that every place is different and to follow the signs, and you have zero signs.
Yeah. Like, also, you're already inside, so they're really going to make you walk back outside, get in the car, and drive through.
Yes, and that's what I did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go outside, come back to the drive-thru, and they were 4 motherfuckers in front of me. I sat in that line for 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Oh.
I was scheduled for 10:40. Didn't shove anything up my nose until like 11 something.
Oh my God.
They see it.
Yeah.
So, but that is a whole experience in itself as well. Because they're trying to tell me through that little speakerphone thing that's like, kind of staticky and shit, you know, kind of.
Oh, cozy. Yeah.
They're like, and it's like one of those that are like those old Arby's that have never been renovated. And all I hear is, COVID, no swab, you know, shit like that. And so I was like, okay. So literally, I just pull up the email that I got beforehand and has like the directions.
Yeah.
In a PDF file, so I was like, I'm going to just follow that.
Okay.
And so I take the swab out. It's like, here's a Pilot G2 pen.
For fantastic pen, not an ad.
No free ads, but the Pilot G2 pen, great pen.
Shout out, give us a lifetime supply of pens. I will love Pilot G2 forever.
Yeah.
It's about this long, okay?
Okay.
This is how long the Q-tip was.
Okay.
Cotton swab.
All right, now, fair enough.
They want at least from this finger up to go into your nose.
Nice.
This is incredible audio, by the way.
Yeah, and the swab all the way in there.
Yeah.
Right? So I asked a lady, which is a dumb question because, like, I can't understand her anyways. I said, right. So, like, is this going to hurt? And she was like, like, okay. So I was assuming, yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, going off my phone, looking at the rules for it, I have to keep it in there for, like, 15 seconds, swab it around, pull it out, shove it in my other nostril, put it around for, like, 15 seconds, and then pull it out. Shove it into this little vial that has, like, some liquid in it, seal it up, throw it in a bag, toss it in this, like, box out there that's going to get sent to the lab, and then they're going to email me my results. So, I do that, but as soon as I shove this thing up my nose, I'm like, okay, not so bad. Feel some pressure. Pretty uncomfortable, but it's not that bad. I start moving it. I'm like, oh, I fucking hate this.
I feel like that would, like, tickle.
No. It's, like, pressing up against, like, your nasal cavity because you're supposed to, like, swab it, right? Oh, it's up there. I literally, like, they say, shove it up until you feel resistance. Like, you're shoving it up there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that little, like, this much.
That's a long way.
This much that was supposed to be in my nose. I don't even know how much of it was actually in there. I just know that I had the very end of my thing. I was just up there, right?
We'll clip this so you guys can see that. But for anyone just listening to this, Dom, that is a large distance that you just made.
Yeah. And so it was up there. I'm sort of moving around. I hate it. I'm like, this is so uncomfortable. And then this is where it gets crazy. I'm out here doing this. I'm like, oh, shit, I need to sneeze. It hasn't been 15 seconds yet. So I'm in here trying to not sneeze as I'm moving it around. And I sneeze.
Oh, no.
Snot.
With it in your nose.
Snot, yeah, with it in my nose.
Nice. Snot
all over this little test thing. All over my hand. Like, on my face. And I'm like,
probably got a good sample, though.
Yeah, I was like, I was looking at the lady. I'm like, do I need to, like, redo this? She's like, no, you're fine. I'm like, are you sure? I just sneezed all over it.
Yeah.
She was like, just don't put it in your other nostril. Put it straight in the vial. You're good. I'm like, okay. All the while, there's snot all over my hand.
Yes.
All over my face.
You are a noted very messy sneezer, I will say.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
when you get into it when you sneeze.
When I have snot, there's a lot of snot.
Yeah, there is.
Whole lot.
I'm going to say, so, you're an intense sneezer.
Yeah, all over the hand. I'm like, I hate my life. Mm-hmm. I hate everything I just experienced.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in the vial, send it in the box, drove off. And they're like, okay, we're going to email you in like 2 to 3 days. You'll get your results. I'm like, okay, thanks for this very unpleasant experience. On my way.
Yeah,
so, sure. That was it. Like, I don't want to do that ever again.
Yeah, yeah, no, that was terrible. Wait, so did you get a result?
I did that this morning.
Okay, so no result.
It's been 2 to 3 days.
I'm not good with days. You know this.
So maybe by the time this podcast is published.
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
We might have a result.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I'm fairly certain I'm negative.
God.
Fairly certain.
Okay.
I've gotten over my symptoms. Like, I'm cool now. We're good.
Can you taste and smell things?
Yeah. So, here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
So, I won't say whose parents made food. Someone's parents made food. And we got the food. And I was eating it. And it was so bland that I was actually concerned for a hot sec that I was losing taste.
And it was just
bad.
The food was just bad. But literally I was eating it, and after like the first 3 or 4 bites, I like went to the bathroom and I was like doing the shit out of the soap just to smell soap. And I was like, can I still smell? Like, what is this?
You just wanted to see if you could smell anything. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, I can't taste that. Like, can I still smell things? Like, I was very concerned for like a hot second.
You should have just started chugging soap just to see what happened.
Dude, I was so concerned. But in reality, it's just bad food.
So
it wasn't seasoned well at all.
Wow. So that person was...
I might even say it wasn't seasoned at all.
So that person was such a bad cook that it made you want to, it made you walk into the bathroom and smell soap just to make sure that you could experience taste.
That is like worse than a Gordon Ramsay insult.
Yo, like, that's like some that kitchen nightmares stuff, man.
The food is so bad that I thought I had COVID.
Holy crap, dude. Okay, so what a week. Ben, I how are you doing, man? I don't even want to ask.
You know, chilling.
Chilling.
Anything interesting and exciting happened in your life this week, Ben, that we need to know about? Are you good?
Let's see. What do we got here? My work got 3,000 masks that we have to distribute to the public.
Oh.
We just got randomly. They got dropped off.
So are you just walking around throwing masks to people?
No. Apparently, you have to come get them, and we can only give you 25 at a time.
Why would one person come in to get 25 masks?
I don't know, but it's a hell of a deal.
Is it free?
Yeah, free. Like,
no. Me and Dom are coming in to get 50 masks from you.
If somebody walks in and they're like, hey, I just want a mask, we'd be like, oh, sorry, you have to take 25 of them.
Wait a minute. Oh, wait. So wait a minute. So you can't just take – you have to take 25 of them.
You have to take – we are going to bundle them up into packs of 25, and they have to take 25 of them.
Whose idea was this?
I don't – I found out about it today. I walked in, or somebody came in, and they had three boxes of masks. Which, they're nice masks, by the way. Like, are super they, nice masks.
Are they N95?
No.
But do they have like, the wire on them?
No. I wish I had them with me right now. But
on Amazon, that hot deal you're talking about on Amazon Prime with free one-day delivery is $35.
Yeah, I get it for
free?
For a pack of 25 disposable face masks.
These are not disposable either. They're not disposable.
You reuse them.
And they have Dayton across the front.
Like, whoa.
These are nice masks.
What are these high? What? How quality?
But so, wait a minute though. Let's talk about the mask thing for a second, because like if, so I wear glasses usually when I'm out in public.
Yeah.
If I don't have the one with the wire on the top thing, dude, I cannot see anything because my glasses fog up.
Well, then you would not enjoy these.
Here's the trick, though. Here's the trick. Hold on, I got my glasses. The trick that nobody knows about but should.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing a mask, right? Got it on, you know. Cover the nose, because we're not idiots. To everyone out there who doesn't put it over the nose, you're stupid. Put it over your nose. Like, that's just dumb.
That was so creative. You're stupid. Stop being stupid.
You put the top of the mask underneath the glasses, so they sit underneath, and then it presses it up against your face, so when you breathe, it doesn't fog up.
Wouldn't that, though, like, feed the air directly into the spot that it definitely should not be?
Hey, man, I don't know the science behind it. I just know I do it. And
maybe it only works on your face, Dom.
I have a great face for glasses, but yes.
So well, maybe just a you thing.
Here's the thing. Like, we've said, you know, I've said this for, like, my entire life. I can wear any pair of glasses and not look bad.
Right. You do have that super. I think it's the nose.
You think it's the nose?
I think it's the nose because, so like.
You have a really nice nose then.
It's a punched in Filipino nose.
It's the Filipino nose, dude.
I don't know.
It's the flat Filipino nose, I think, that does it. Yeah.
I thought it was, like, the shape of my face in some way. I don't know. But, like...
I mean, you have a very, like, circular face, I guess. I think it's more the nose. I don't know.
Yeah, so if you need 25 masks...
yeah, go to Ben.
Yeah, 25 nice reusable masks.
Yeah.
To give to you and 24 of your best friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a hot deal.
That is kind of a hot deal.
I cannot get over that.
Dude, and we were shocked. Like, first off, they gave us three boxes of them. We're thinking, okay, yeah, you know, whatever. Like, we didn't know how many, like, to expect. Each right. box has 1,000 masks in it. And we're like, oh, that's cool.
I just, why? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know, man.
People, and they didn't have masks, and then not be stupid. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Oh, and then today at work, too, get to work 7-something in the morning, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a random picnic table right outside of our front door. Like, there's definitely not a picnic table there. Like,
somebody put it there?
Oh, yeah. So, we're like, where did this come from? Like,
is there a spot? Like, did it, like, is there like a grassy area kind of thing?
So, the closest picnic table is a, like, hefty walk away from, like, where this area is. And so, it's like, not like a light picnic table. Like, this is one of those old ones where, like, the wood is, like, solid wood that's, like, this thick, and it's metal bars, like, that make it up. So this picnic table weighs, like, a ton.
Hundreds of pounds.
So, yeah, so we decided to roll back the cameras to see if we can see where it comes from.
Mm.
So it's, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and we see some kids that we know. They're hanging out in the area, and we're like, oh, somebody else must have brought it in off camera. Nope. About an hour later, we see them walking with the picnic table and bring it to this spot.
Just kind of.
We're like,
just for the hell of it? Or, like, what is.
We don't know.
Oh, they just put it down and left, or they put it down, hung out, and then left?
So, we can't see the camera, like, where the cameras, we can't see. But we're assuming they, like, stayed there for a while.
Yeah.
And because they wouldn't have just moved it.
You wouldn't just move a picnic table to then just move it and leave.
Exactly.
You earned that move. Like, sit there and deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, and we knew who it was. Mm-hmm. So, we left a note on it, like, dear blank, please put the picnic table back. Like, staff. Not because we were mad that it was there. Like, we were all very impressed that this dude and 2 girls that are, like, teenagers were able to move this table as far as they did and place it there. So we were like kudos to you for, like, bringing it there. Like, we're not mad, but just put it back because we don't want to have to move it. Like,
yeah.
And then one of my coworkers was like, you know what? I'll just call their mom. So we look up the number, and she leaves a message, and she's like, yeah, can I talk to blah, blah, blah? He's not in trouble or anything. We just need to talk to him.
I just have a lot of questions.
I mean, ask away.
No. I was just saying, like, we're not mad. We have so many questions.
Yeah, I mean, there's no questions. It's just, like, just put it back. Yeah. Like, we don't care. Like, whatever. Kids being kids, I guess, at 3 o'clock in the morning on a school night at that.
So just to clarify for some of the people, Ben, you work for a Parks and Rec department.
That's correct, yes.
So what Parks and Rec character are you?
Yeah, go back to the question I asked. Are you more of a Donna Meagle from Regal Meagle Realty or Tom Haverford from Tommy's Closet?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I don't really do anything important.
So more of a Tom Haverford type of deal here.
Yeah.
Are we getting into Chris Pratt territory?
He's not a shoe shine. He's not a shoe shine.
Okay. That mostly takes temperatures. So maybe.
That could be an Andy Dwyer type thing.
Yeah, Something you can't mess up except for when you mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know. Maybe it's
somewhere between Andy and Tom.
Yeah, kinda.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well.
So how's your week?
Hey, let me tell you. So I just moved out of Youngstown. So I moved back to Cincinnati, and moving out of an apartment, I was packing up, and you don't remember how much crap you really actually have until you have to move it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was sitting there, like, a week before I had to pack up, and I was like, I mean, like, because my whole family was like, yeah, we'll, like, we'll come up, we'll help you move, we'll spend the day, like, we'll, you know, get the truck, everything, we'll move you out. I was like, I don't have that much stuff. If all five of us come up here, we'll be in and out of this thing in, like, 2 hours, something like that. It took us 6 hours, 7 hours to get this thing out. We were, like, dude, it was... Like, we had to, like, undo my bed. We had to get all my clothes put away. Like,
did you do that ahead of time?
I did a lot of it ahead of time. I was up the night before packing, putting boxes and things, stuff like that. Like, I have too much crap. And I did not understand that until I packed. But
so basically you procrastinated and didn't realize how much stuff you actually had. So then you made your family have to do more work.
No, they didn't. No, I procrastinated, but they didn't have to do more work because by the time they got there, most of everything was packed up and good.
Oh, okay.
But I just did that all like the night before morning of, just nice. Like scrambling around. Like I had to go to Walmart at like 10 o'clock at night to get tape and stuff. And it was a wild
amateur hour. Absolute yeah. Amateur hour.
But we did so. So the last thing we packed up was the TV because we moved out on Saturday. So we just set the TV up on the wall, like propped it up against the wall. I got the free trial to YouTube TV because we cut my cable off. And so got the free trial to YouTube TV so we could watch the Notre Dame game. So we did sit around and we didn't miss the Notre Dame game. So that was good. Notre Dame beat Duke. Great. All good. Moved it on home. And so, yeah, now I'm in Cincinnati. All is well. Tomorrow, I'm actually going back up to Cleveland. So my fiance is coming into town for the week. So she's been on an internship in California. So Emily, I've mentioned Emily before, so she's on an internship out in California, coming back for the week, and then she's going to another internship in Arkansas. So. Yeah, our Kansas.
Pretty
so,
neat.
Yeah, so I got her for the week, and what I've realized is that when you're dating long distance at first, like everything, you think like every time you're in person together, it has to be an event, right? So you plan everything out. You have the whole weekend planned out. You have like a Word doc, Excel spreadsheet of like, here's what we're gonna be doing at 6:47 p.m. We're gonna be here and stuff. And we realize that we never end up doing anything that we plan out to do. So we very, I think, stupidly made out the Word doc again, like last week, of like, here's what we're doing on this day. Here's what we're doing on this day. And yesterday we were both like, we're not actually doing any of this crap. Like, we're just going to get up the day of and be like, what do you want to do today? I don't know. What do you want to do today? And then we're going to figure it out. But yeah, so that's what. That's I think we've gotten a lot better at that, but I'm looking forward to this week. It'll be good.
Cool.
Yeah, good week. The other thing I was gonna mention with the hater comment thing was the dude on Twitter. So Dom, I don't know how much you've heard about this. So there's one guy who is. Guy or girl, I don't know who it is, but
burner account,
but some kind of account, yeah, that is just not a fan of the brand at all. Should we mention that we're gonna keep it anonymous? We're gonna keep it anonymous.
Don't know who they are, just like I said in my blog today. They're probably and they probably know who they are, but we're living rent free inside your head, and dude. We're glad to have you along for the ride.
That's these guys.
That is good. That's a good one, Ben. Oh my god! Look at you,
dude.
Look at you. You wow.
Dude, Ben, let him know today. I was proud of Ben.
Mrs. Clark, wherever you are, thank you. You taught someone right. Wow. You would be proud.
High school English teacher. Holy crap.
Holy crap.
So there's this one guy who does not follow us. Like we don't follow him. He doesn't follow us. And he constantly tweets at us saying that, like, we're stupid, we're like a broke bar stool or something like that. Like, we're, he just says all this stuff about us. And I finally tweeted back. I was like, hey man, thank you for all the, for like the free press that we're you're introducing us to. Your
no free press to his 200 followers.
Yeah, let's 200 followers, like... that he has. Oh, it is funny. It is hilarious.
But maybe we'll make it. We're making progress because I think the last few things that you've like put in those group chats, he hasn't like disliked.
That's like, true.
At least immediately. So maybe we have gained his respect.
Yeah. Yeah, so he like immediately puts the thumbs down to like everything we put in the group chats that we're in on Twitter. So
have we hit that status where we can say from a great movie from way back when, you'll probably know when I say the quote, they hate us because they ain't us.
Mm.
I mean, there could be some jealousy involved. Like, you know, he sees that we added Andy and Cap on and he's like, man, I think I'm better than those two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that it could be some jealousy.
And by the, I think when we added, like the day that we announced it, with Roll Blob, they were like the first ones who came in that one chat that we're in and said like, oh, are they paying you guys?
Yeah.
And listen, we can't go into the details of the multi-million dollar deal that we signed them to. We can't, we're not going to go into it. It's legal stuff. I'm not getting into it, but it's funny to see like when someone gives a negative comment to you online and then you respond to it in a way that isn't just like, whoa, hey, well, fuck you. If you say like, oh, hey, yeah, maybe that's a good point, but I just disagree with this and, you know, but hey, maybe you're not totally wrong.
Completely throws them off.
It throws them off completely. 'Cause they're like, well, wait, there's a human behind the keyboard of what's typing at me. Like, what is going on? Like, 'cause I think a lot of people just kind of, they do the drive by like, oh, this is the stupidest article I've ever read in my life. And then they move it along. And then when we respond to them and say, yeah, I mean, your point isn't invalid. Like, yeah,
you're not fine. Wrong.
Yeah. You're just... not wrong. We're not by no means. We're not like intelligent humans. Like if you think that, like you got something wrong with you, but
If we're talking contracts for a second, have either of you seen what's going on with Kanye on Twitter this week?
What is that man up to now?
Oh, man. He has had another full-on meltdown. I'm not even – okay. This one was kind of tame, but it did involve him taking a piss on one of his Grammys.
You know what? In relation to the rest of his rants that he's had over time, it is pretty tame.
I mean, this one actually, like, might have some actual value in places because he basically is mad at Universal Music Group or whatever for his contract and blah, 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 and he wants to own all of his masters to his music and all this stuff, which is a very real battle that artists face, like, on a, like, I think Taylor Swift had to buy all of her masters for, like, $300 million.
Is that like, what the whole thing with her and Scooter was, Scooter Braun?
I don't really know.
I never understand.
And then it turned into this, basically, which I don't think this is a smart move. Kanye is basically laying out his entire, like, legal plan of action on Twitter on how he's going to get, you know, free all the musicians or whatever. I'm like, I don't know if that's the smart
move. Wouldn't do that, Kanye.
I don't think you broadcast your plan. Yeah. I'm not a lawyer, but I don't think you broadcast your, like, plan.
It's like a football coach, like, just putting the whole game plan on Twitter, like, the week before the game.
Probably not the smartest idea. Yeah. But it's just funny, because, like, he's posting screenshots of all these texts or whatever, and it's like, whoever he's texting is like, yeah, I mean, if Taylor's costs $300 million, I would imagine yours costs, you know, a whole lot more, like, blah, 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 like, all this stuff, like...
Yeah,
it's been a wild ride on Twitter. Like, his Twitter got, like, suspended for a few days. I think it's because he, like, there's a video. Now, you can't confirm if he's actually peeing or not, but one of his Grammys is in the toilet, and there seems to be a stream of urine going on to the Grammy, and right. Somebody's over the toilet, like, filming it.
I'm going to stop you right there, Ben.
It's apple juice.
Ben, yeah, like, first of all, this is Kanye we're talking about. There is nothing that is out of the realm of what he's willing to do.
That's true.
He did chop up an entire, a Rolls Royce for a music video, or was it a Lamborghini back in like 08? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like, all people who know what I'm talking about.
Sounds like
it was a big music video, and I was like appalled by the fact that he just destroyed this several hundred thousand dollar vehicle for the music video.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
But I don't remember that, but I believe it because it's Kanye.
Oh, and then today, he comes out saying that he is now the head of Adidas, and he wants to merge Adidas and Puma together because Puma sucks, according to him, and they have some of the worst designs of shoes. And he, because you know, Jay-Z has his hand in Puma,
Puma sucks, he then wants to work with them
to make them better. Yeah.
So says they have terrible designs coming from the guy who will just wear just about anything.
So his whole head of Adidas thing might not be completely untrue, because Adidas's like creative director did just leave to go to Shopify. So he might be the new creative director of Adidas.
Well, so someone had this take earlier, like I think it was a couple of weeks ago, when the new Yeezys got leaked or something like that. And they were like, they looked really weird. I forget what they looked like, but I remember they looked real weird. And someone, I want to say it was like Andrew Schultz or something like that. It was on a podcast. And he said, he was like, I think Kanye at this point just wants to, he's like, I want to take the most outlandish, random, weird looking stuff and make that the new thing to wear. Like, I think that's his goal.
I mean, people are going to buy it.
Yeah. And
so might as well push the limit until they don't buy it anymore.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah. The other thing too is Kim completely cool with this? Are we sure Kim is completely 100% cool with this?
Does Kim matter at this point? Did she ever matter? Did any of his decisions really depend on how she felt? Like, no, like, realistically. He's Kanye, she's Kim. He's Kanye, she's Kim.
Oh, man.
I don't know if I'd stick that at that level, man.
I would. The amount of influence he has compared to her.
I don't know.
Hey, man, I think if you were a girl,
that's the differentiator, see? Yeah. Only to women. But Kanye has hands in both realms.
I don't think so at all.
He does.
I think if you ask most women in the country, they would say, who is a bigger deal, Kim or Kanye? They would say Kim.
Maybe most women you know, maybe the women you hang out with. Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, so we're doing this right now. Kim Kardashian, 66.7 million followers on Twitter.
No, you got to go to Instagram for
Kanye, only 30.9 million.
Yeah. It's the K-pop people, Dom. The K-pop people are in with Kim. You can't stop the K-pop people. We talked about this.
We can't. They're a rolling tide of just stupid.
I said that real close to the mic too, without the pop filter on. So when I say K-pop really loudly, that's not going to sound good.
That's fine.
Oh man, it's a wild. I guess speaking of Asian things, TikTok is dead. R.I.P.
Wait. Remember, I said I had something big to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That was happening today, but I completely forgot about it until you mentioned this.
Yes.
There was a professor at this university who said, I don't care if you have, or no.
The Chinese virus thing? Dude. I read that last night. I'm like, there's no way this was a real email that was sent.
This is happening right now, and it is real.
What happened?
God.
So, an email got sent to a student by a professor saying, I don't care if you have the Chinese virus, you're going to get, like, no points or whatever.
Yeah, so what my understanding of it is this dude, his girlfriend who he's been with tested positive for COVID.
Right.
And the professor had, like, laid on a syllabus, like, if you have to miss class because of COVID, you get a zero.
Yeah.
And so, like, he emailed his professor and was like, hey, like, I'm not coming to class. Like, it was, like, a lab or something. So, like, he had to be there. He's like, but I'm not coming to class because my girlfriend, like, just tested positive for COVID. Like, I've been with her, like, whatever. And the professor was like, I don't care if you have, like, the Chinese virus. Like,
you're going to get 0 points.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Like.
So, he said that. And this is, like, an engineering professor here.
Of course it is. Yeah.
So, actually, I might shoot a text to Connor later because he probably might know who it is.
Dude.
He might have had this professor. Who knows? But, yeah, that's what they said. And it's a big deal. It's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it said, this was the email. It said, for students testing positive for the Chinese virus, I will give no grade. Like, so, I mean, that technically doesn't mean he's getting a zero. Like, no grade could just mean he's, like, throwing out the assignment kind of thing. But, like...
Or he's getting, like, an incomplete or something?
To come out and say the Chinese virus...
That's the real issue here.
Like, that's not...
Yeah. What, do, so, do people think that's... Do people think that's, like, a racist thing?
Oh, yeah.
It is a racist thing.
So, how, like... Listen, I'm not. I'm just asking the question here. I'm just. How is this racist? Like, what is the?
Remember that conversation we had with the whole Nick Cannon thing behind the scenes. Like a few months back, when we were doing a podcast about Nick Cannon and his controversial issues.
Yes.
Take it with like that. You didn't understand that either.
It's more because Donald Trump has like. He, like, goes out of his way to call it the Chinese virus. Like,
yeah.
That's not cool. Like,
it's a virus that happened to start in China. It could have happened anywhere in the world. And yet he's, you know, like, making it out to be, like, this thing that was created by the Chinese that's, you know, plagued the world at this point.
Hmm.
It's a political kind of...
It's a huge thing. Political dick move because, like, it fucked over a lot of Asian people.
Yeah.
You know how racist people are? Like, it fucked people up. No, dude. No, like, you're laughing, but there are, like, old people, like, in New York and, like, big cities getting jumped by, like, gangs and shit just because they're Asian.
Damn.
Like, this is not something that should be taken lightly.
Yeah.
So, like, right now they're investigating this guy. And so, I mean, it's not a good thing.
No.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah. Well, that guy sucks. What else is going on?
I don't know. That was the big thing. I forgot. I literally forgot. Ugh. I told you I had two things to talk about today. And that was the second thing. I didn't remember until you said, speaking of Asian people, K-pop people, you know, I'm like, oh, shit.
Credit to me for that incredible segue.
Yeah. I mean,
that was something.
Yeah, TikTok, yeah. Everyone go out and download TikTok while you can because you won't be able to by, what, a few days from now?
Okay, yeah, so I think it's going to essentially be, like, the whole Flappy Bird kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, if you have it on your phone, like, by then, like, you should be okay.
Hey, by the way, we're on a podcast with someone who was real good at the Flappy Bird.
Yeah, Ben, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
He was really good.
Ben, do you remember this? Of course you remember.
Yeah.
This was you were up there, man. You were an impressive thing to look at watching the Flappy Bird.
I got those finger skills, you know.
Yeah. Wow, that was a lot. That was a lot. But no, TikTok is officially banned, kind of, but not really, because you can still use it if you already had the app.
Yep, you got to download it by Well, if by the time you're listening to this, if you haven't downloaded,
you're already done. Screwed. Yep, missed the window.
Yeah, our PSA means nothing.
Means literally absolutely nothing. But you can still use the app until like November, right?
I don't know. Like, I guess we'll see. But
yeah. Here's my thing about it. Like, I even mentioned this in one of my political science classes because we were talking about foreign policy versus domestic and like what should we really be focusing on, you know, right now. And I mean, do we really care about peace treaties right now at a time when a lot of our country is, you know, getting coronavirus? Like, we're still in a pandemic. Like, do we really care about foreign aid at a time where we need to be taking care of ourselves? Like, do we really need to care about TikTok being banned?
Well, I mean, the whole thing about that is that it's a national security threat.
The theory about it, yes. It's only a theory.
I mean, it is owned by China, or a Chinese company, mm-hmm. which at this rate, China is one of our biggest threats in the entire world.
And that's why I'm thinking, like, shouldn't this have been, like, a thing when TikTok started picking up some steam, rather than when it's already become one of the biggest platforms?
Yeah, but we don't know what all goes into coming up with this stuff.
Hear me out, okay? I've been thinking a lot about politics because I had to write this paper. So, like, my God. My mind is in a whole other place right now.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you assume that the government already had, like, tabs on these? Like, every new app that gets developed, right, and gets released on the U.S. market, you'd assume they have someone researching it, right?
No.
You wouldn't assume so?
No.
Even the big ones that, like, start catching traction.
Well, or, like, yeah, you have somebody looking into it.
You don't think that there's a guy that's out there saying, hey, could this be a threat, and in what way?
I think with social media, there's like a science to it, right? So there's like a, like, how do you get more engagement and how do you get more likes and followers and all that kind of stuff. With TikTok, you can do all the hashtags and the For You page and all that kind of stuff that you want. But I think, like, people are still trying to figure out, like, how to do it and how to get the best content out on there for it. Because Instagram, you know what to do. Twitter, you know what to do. Like, this is still a new thing. And so I think people are still trying to figure out. I think we're just starting to understand, like, how
it works. Well, I think the issue is about that whole algorithm thing is that it's kind of a red flag that the company who owns it doesn't want to sell the algorithm goes along with it.
Right.
So, like, I think that's kind of an issue. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think they were just collecting, like, too much of our, like, data about how we use other things on our phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what it is? Like, they can get into other things that are on our phone?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they have access to so much stuff on our phone. Like, they probably get so much, like, data from where we're at, what time we go play. Like, that's why it's considered, like, a national security threat. Like,
okay.
They, you know, if Donald Trump has TikTok on his phone, you know, like I guarantee you, anybody who is surrounded by, like, Trump, like, even his, like, advisors, like, all that one, I guarantee you nobody within that family has TikTok on any device because it's too much of a threat. Like, they could learn something that they're not supposed to from it.
Yeah. I guess I thought when they were talking about national security stuff, I thought it was like, well, what do you put on TikTok other than, like, you just dancing to a song and that's it?
Well, I mean, it's more so like the whole, almost like the whole Facebook thing again, where Facebook would sell your data to other companies.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like that, but in this case, it's getting used and reported back to a Chinese company.
Yeah, that's the issue.
And the fact that it's a Chinese company is what makes it an issue. Whereas if it was an American company, it'd just be like Facebook all over again.
Yeah, because the China is a very big world threat at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, see, that's like, that's just one of the, and I think I'm in the majority here when, so if I check Twitter and I'm like, it just has the headline, China is a world, is a major world threat and TikTok's getting banned. I'm like, my first thought is like, what is Charli D'Amelio going to do? Like,
what is this 15-year-old girl?
Yeah.
Not a good look. You could have at least said like Addison Rae.
Like, dude, that was just the first person that came to mind. But I mean, that listen, like that's my first.
You are engaged, sir. She is underage.
What is that? I was just saying, like, well, what's gonna happen to everybody who just does TikTok?
Family. Is going to replace the Kardashians or whatever, since, you know, Keeping Up with the Kardashians is not a show anymore, or like they're in their last season.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to just become Keeping Up with the D'Amelios. Like
Keeping Up with the D'Amelios. Who's the mom of the, do they have a, what's the mom's name? The Jenner mom?
Chris.
Yeah. Chris Jenner. Is there a Chris Jenner of the D'Amelios?
I don't know, but I'm sure they could figure it out.
I don't know, man. I'd get in with Chris. Yeah, I'd get it. If I'm Charli at the other one, I'd send a text over to Chris and say, hey, you know, we're trying to build an empire over here, Chris. How about you? You just want to.
All right, let's talk for a minute here.
Hop
how much
on
money
over?
Do we think she made off her deal with Duncan?
Charli D'Amelio?
Yeah.
A lot of money.
I'm looking it up.
Like, she has her own drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
I saw that, by the way. I went into Dunkin' on like the other day, and yeah, it was like a Charli D'Amelio drink.
Dude, that was like all my For You page was for like an entire week. It was like people, oh, do you guys have the Charli? It's like, it can't be that good, people. Like,
yeah. By the way, I can always 100% tell when you've been on the Broken Anchor For You page. Because it's just a shitload of golf stuff for like all day. I don't know, man. I think it is a little bit too of like she saw what happened with Travis Scott McDonald's and she was like, oh.
No, this was my own. The thing. Charli came out before Travis Scott.
What?
Yeah.
No. Come on.
Yeah.
When did the Travis Scott thing come out?
Started September
8th. How do you know that off the top of your head?
Dude, I wrote two blogs about it.
Has anyone gotten the Travis Scott thing, by the way?
I have.
Did you order it by just playing sicko mode and then you just drive through?
No, dude, I was gonna... So I tried to take a picture. So when I got home, I got out an Astroworld hoodie. I put the Travis Scott meal on it. I laid my shoes out. I took a picture, and I was trying to – and I couldn't get the picture right. Like, it never looked right. But I was going to tweet from the Broken Anchor account, like, oh, it's time to go sicko mode. You know, I get those goosebumps every time. You know, they call it the butterfly effect. Like, yeah. I was going to be, like, so stupid about it, but I couldn't get the picture right. So I was very disappointed. But –
That's probably for the best. I'm pretty happy that you did do that. Yeah.
But
apparently McDonald's workers were like annoyed at this.
I mean, yeah, you have kids, like, you know what I'm here for.
You know why I'm here.
This crank sicko mode.
Yeah. That's it's the kids, man. I can't take the kids anymore.
But hey, so he released merch for the collab or whatever. And did you guys see, there was a $90 body pillow of a chicken McNugget?
I saw that. Yeah.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? Who is going on that site and saying, oh, I have $90 to spend on a chicken McNugget body pillow?
So reason you buy a lot of that stuff is for resale value.
Uh huh.
Like, you're going to think people won't want it, and people won't buy it because, like, nah, I don't really need that. And then, like, 3 months from now, they're going to be like, damn, I really wish I bought that pillow or whatever. And then you're going to sell it for like $500.
So you're hoping that people aren't going to want it now, but that people will want it in 3 months.
That's literally what it is. Like, I have hoodies that are worth like $300-$400 because, and I bought them for less than $100 because people, like, you know, you could have bought it then, but people didn't, and now they want them.
It's classic supply and demand. I mean, like, did you see the recent thing with the RTX 3080s that came out? The graphics cards for computers.
The who, now, what, the where's?
What? So the R2-D2s that came out?
It was a really big deal because it's, like, blowing, like, whatever the Xbox and the new PS5 have, you know, in their systems, it blows it out of the water. So with this graphics card, it costs like $699 retail. It was released yesterday morning. But there were very limited supply of like what it was, like of the actual like graphics card in stores. And within a minute, when they were selling online, they sold out, all of them. And at every store, you had people, like 60 to 100 people camping outside of like different electronic stores trying to get this graphics card. And so they sold out on eBay today. Someone sold one because, you know, they're sold out. It's a huge fucking deal for $80,000. Because as of right now, they don't know when they're going to produce more.
All right. All I got to say is there's no way that transaction actually goes through.
The bid. It was a bid.
Yeah, there's no way it goes through.
I don't know, man. I believe it. You know why? Because I live with one of those degenerates who would camp outside.
Listen. Okay. But, okay. It was $699. There's no way it actually sold for $80,000.
Let me follow up on it. I'm just going to follow up on it. We'll see.
So yesterday, I was on my way home from picking up my dry cleaning, and I drove by a Chipotle and said I shouldn't spend money today. So then I went home.
I was literally like, how does this apply to this at all?
Yeah. Dude, my credit card sends me a text if I spend more than $50 on something.
I have mine set to 60.
Like,
okay, so that's 114 times like markup if they actually sold it for $80,000.
Jeez, dude. What are
we doing? No way.
What are we doing?
There's one confirmed sold for $70,000.
What are we doing?
But did the payment go through?
It says
there's a lot of times on eBay is stuff will get like bid on. Like you see it on TikTok all the time. People will make some stupid painting. You go to eBay, it's like, oh, the bid's like $300,000.
Here's the thing though, right? Like for this, I feel like someone like T-Pain, I don't know, probably bought one. He would.
Yeah, but to spend $70,000.
It just feels like an irresponsible financial decision.
Very irresponsible.
You guys don't understand the severity of how big a deal this is.
No, yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. It's like, it's the same thing with Supreme when Supreme was a thing. Of like, dude, you do not understand how cool these shirts are that you're going to want to pay $1 million for a shirt. You're saying the same thing.
You're never going to get that kind of markup, though. Like, I am very active in the shoe game. You know, I see all the, like...
You're sneakerhead, I see
you. You never see 115 times, like, markup like that.
It's the most you've ever spent on a sneaker, Ben.
Most I've ever spent on a sneaker?
Two sneakers. You had to pay for both sneakers.
A pair of sneakers.
I mean... Like 300.
Also, do we say sneakers or tennis shoes?
I mean, it depends on what kind of shoes you're talking about. Like,
I never say tennis shoes because I just say running shoes if it's that style of shoe.
I think usually I just say tennis shoe.
I never say tennis shoes.
Really? I think I'll either just say shoe or like if it's more of like a hype shoe, it'd be like sneaker.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, kick for the kids.
No,
kids say kicks.
I've never said that seriously. I know I've said it ironically a few times, but I've never in my entire life ever said that seriously.
How do you get me a fresh pair of kicks?
Yeah, kicks. That's what I say. I say kicks every day. Wait, hold on. Before I go to work, I'm going to put on my kicks. Yeah, that's what I say. So I'm cool. Real cool. Yeah. $300 isn't crazy, though.
No, I mean, like, so I've gotten more expensive pairs for, like, Christmas.
Okay.
But, like, I didn't spend that money.
Yeah, you didn't actively spend that money.
Correct.
Okay. Well, then that's fine. That's just something I will never...
Yeah, going back to it, besides the whole eBay thing and the markup, this thing sold out, and people are fucking furious. Because this company created so much hype around it, they showed the capabilities of this graphics card, and they just didn't have enough.
Hey,
I mean, but how easy is it to mass produce graphics cards?
So, the thing is with this one, there's a certain, like, size processor. I was talking to someone about it. I think it's, like, 8 millimeters big. And, like, thing is with manufacturing them, right now, it would be, if they tried to mass produce it, it would not be beneficial for the production. Just because they come out with too many defects. So once they like streamline it better, so they have no defects in making it, that's when they're gonna like sell more. But as of right now, like some people are saying they won't even release again until like halfway through next year.
Hey, listen.
We're talking about the latest and greatest of graphics cards. Like this is like history-making, like, power in a graphics card.
This is the R2-D2 C-3PO 9000 that has just taken the world by storm.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's just insane. It's a huge deal.
Wow.
Huge, huge deal.
Huge.
Huge. Anyways, we'll talk about that next time. My dog is crying because he's hungry. This is the end of the podcast.
All right. All right, so that's the show. We'll get into more NBA stuff next week. Dom does have to walk his dog. So we will see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in with us, and let's go have the best week of all time.
Oh yeah.
Bye, merch.